I'm Chris Hyman with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and if you ask most Americans about the mandolin, the first thing that likely comes to mind is bluegrass music. But the mandolin has a long history. A descendant of the lute, it was used in early and classical music, and traveled around the world and found a home not only in a number of European countries, but also in Brazil, India, and Japan. Here in this country, thanks largely to Bill Monroe, the mandolin has come to be strongly associated with bluegrass. Then David Grisman and others developed Newgrass, a progressive bluegrass style that drew on jazz and other influences. Mike Marshall was one of the members of Grisman's influential Newgrass Quintet and has gone on to become one of the most inventive mandolinists on the contemporary American music scene, exploring jazz, classical, Brazilian, and other styles, and collaborating with a long list of talented players. Now he's teamed up with Bulgarian-born, German-based classical mandolinist Katarina Lichtenberg, and the result in a newly released self-titled set is, in its own delicate and charming way, simply breathtaking. The two duet on the music of Bach and Marshall himself, along with selections from Brazil, Venezuela, and Bulgaria, a collection of works that sound surprisingly of a piece, held together by the exquisite interplay and virtuosity of these two remarkable players. Mike Marshall and Katarina Lichtenberg appear Saturday at Chamber Music at the Barn at Prairie Pines. Other Wichita shows this week include New Orleans-based country, swamp rock, and blues group, the Honey Island Swamp Band. They're at Sedgwick County Zoo Thursday. Saturday afternoon, it's another Acoustic Arts in the Park performance in Riverside Park. And a busy Tuesday sees REO Speedwagon and Pat Benatar at the Intrust Arena, Weird Al Yankovic at the Cotillion, and the Irish Jam Band at Botanica as part of the Tuesdays on the Terrace After Work series. And a few regional shows this week include Next Generation Deep Blues Group, the Homemade Jams Blues Band, the Stiefel Rocks and Blues Benefit for a new musician scholarship program, jazz singer Jackie Allen, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers touring behind their first new studio album in 8 years. You'll find more on these and other shows on the Music Roundup page of our website at KMUW.org.